Hello, everyone. Welcome to a preview for Ring of Honor's Death Before Dishonor iPay-per-view taking place this Friday, July 24th. Of course, I'm Chris Gisty. I'm the web admin, and we are joined by an incredibly special guest, Dalton Castle. Sir, how are you doing?
Salutations. I'm hot. I'm all sticky and sweaty. I was taking a nice steam here at the house.
I would say that sounds pleasant, except for the fact that I'm in Sacramento, where it's almost 90 degrees.
It's incredibly pleasant. Sacramento doesn't even come close to the experience I'm having in my infrared Finnish sauna. It's wonderful.
I will not disagree with that. I am also joined by Ari Berenstein. Ari, how are you doing, man?
I am in a tin can, apparently, but I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
I just assume that's the normal technology you use. Mikio, how are you doing, man?
I'm great. It's like a meat locker in my house. It's beautiful.
Mikio, I'm not even going to go there. But, of course, we are here to talk about Death Before Dishonor. It's going to be a great show. And, you know, I mean, I think this is just the easy way to start this off, Dalton. You have been one of the most popular characters on Ring of Honor's TV since they debuted on Destination America. A lot of times when we're covering the show either live or our reviews go up, you're probably the number one topic that gets, you know, tweeted to us or emailed to us. How has it been, Ring of Honor getting on Destination America and you kind of almost being kind of the flagship for that?
Well, I don't think there's a person on this planet that wouldn't debate that I single-handedly secured the spot on Destination America. They were like, that Dalton Castle fella. Now that's something we can put out there on the TV. And yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I'm the only person anybody ever sees, and I'm the only one responsible for that. At least that's what I heard when you said that.
That's exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm. No, it feels great. There's a lot of eyes on a guy that needs a lot of eyes on him, and there's a lot of great wrestling in Ring of Honor, and there is, without a doubt, a place for a person like me, and that is in the spotlight. So it feels good.
Yeah, I actually think sometimes Ring of Honor gets a hard time over the years because it almost focuses on, you know, the in-ring and a lot of technical wrestling, a lot of hard-hitting action. But there always has been a lighter side to the product too, and it often, you know, when you have a wrestler like Delirious or Colt Cabana or yourself now, who can kind of come in and provide a different take on a wrestling and a different part of the show, it really does help give a diversity to the product. So,
are you saying I take? Like when I'm on the ring, it's a lighter product. Is it like?
No. Well, obviously, Kevin Kelly often mentions on commentary that you come from a Greco-Roman background. That you
exactly.
That's legit, correct?
Oh, 100%. It's legit. New York State Greco-Roman champ. I was a NCAA competitor for 4 years. I wrestled in a world tournament, and regardless of how shiny and fancy I look, might I add majestic, it's not to be taken lightly. It's not lighthearted in the least bit. I mean everything I do, right down to letting the boys strip those clothes off me. I mean that, and I mean the throws and the damage and the violence I provide beyond that.
Speaking of the theatrical nature of your entrance and your appearance in ROH, where do you take your inspirations from for this flamboyant character?
You ever go outside on a hot summer's night? Maybe you live near a lake or a large body of water, and you stare into the abyss that is the Milky Way galaxy, and you see the Aurora Borealis. When you see that, you think, well, that's Dalton Castle, but in space form. So I bottled all that up. I mixed in some glam rock legends, and I unleashed it in a wrestling ring, and it happens to be Ring of Honor is the place that I'm getting it all over.
Yeah, one of my friends who I introduced to the product when it came on to Destination America, considering you were, I believe you were the first match on the Destination America program.
I think I'm the second episode.
He said to me as soon as he saw it, he goes, this guy is like the second coming of Freddie Mercury.
Ooh, that's
And he said it in a complimentary way. He was, because he's a huge Queen fan, and he's like, this guy is just like Freddie Mercury, and he's in love with your character right off the bat.
Those are big shoes to fill.
And he hasn't missed an episode that you've been on yet either.
Well, that's flattering, and I'm glad I could get some more eyes on a wonderful, wonderful company like Ring of Honor. And if what you're saying is true, it feels nice.
Speaking of the flamboyance and everything, you know, I think the question that most people have in their minds is, where did you find your tenants? Where did you find those boys?
My boys. Well, listen, I've got boys everywhere. You yourself sound like you could be one of Dalton Castle's boys. Those guys, though, those are my main boys. They found me. They were just destined for some sort of direction. They were thirsty. They were hungry and thirsty wrestlers. They can wrestle, those boys. They can go. But they needed somebody to show them the way, and it just happens to be I am the beacon of light in their path.
And is that their job to service you, or is there something more to them that they're waiting for that type of enlightenment?
I wouldn't be mistaken, and you don't want to quote me on this, but I feel like they're being groomed to be the first two people to win the ROH World Championship and wear it around both their waists as one unit.
That could be interesting.
I wouldn't quote me on that, but yeah, that sounds like what's going on.
Fair enough. I mean, under your guidance, your tutelage, they should mm-hmm. be able to accomplish that.
See, obviously, this is the way that that young boys should be treated, as opposed to the way that Colby Carino is treated by those guys in the decade, right?
Yeah, that's no way to treat your boys. You gotta take care of them; they take care of you.
Do they? Do they mind being put into all sorts of combinations of forms and furniture? Is that sort of when you talk to them? Was that sort of part and parcel of the job that they would help you in that way?
It's certainly one they fill perfectly. Those are strong young men. Do they look upset about it?
No, they certainly don't. They seem quite all right with it.
Well, there's your answer, and they're great at it. Wonderful, wonderful Ottomans.
Well, you do have a big match coming up on the iPay-Per-View against Adam Cole, but you know, I think before we get to that, there you've had quite a few matches in Ring of Honor. One of them up against a legend in Jushin Thunder Liger. As you know, with that experience, I mean that just had to be an interesting occurrence happening in the Ring of Honor ring. Liger and Dalton Castle. I mean, who would have thought that would ever happen?
Well, first off, being a part of Ring of Honor is a dream come true for me. I've had my eyes on that company for a while, and I'm very happy to be a part of it. Let alone did I ever think in my lifetime that I would be sharing the ring with Jushin Thunder Liger. Never did that thought cross my mind. And then when it happened, well, you can imagine the excitement in the 9-year-old boy inside me when I looked across the ring and saw that fancy shiny mask and thought, this is happening.
I would never want anyone to be, I guess, denied seeing you, but did you ever think of putting on a mask like that? I mean, you have to admit, Liger's costume compared to, I mean, pretty flamboyant, not saying yours isn't, but
who's talking? Is this Chris? This is Chris talking, right?
Yes.
Grow up, Chris.
Hey, sometimes I wear masks too. It happens. But yeah, no, obviously that was a really good match. I think a lot of people enjoyed it on TV. I think to this day, and obviously it's a very short history for Ring of Honor Destination America, but it is one of the highest viewed segments. So, I mean, that's something to be very proud of.
Thank you. Yeah.
And Dalton, I want to actually take you back because I did see, I believe last year, some photos that you had with fans, and you were backstage, I don't know how you would phrase it, but you were at the Field of Honor last year. You were there not wrestling in front of the fans, but and you did have a few appearances with Ring of Honor before your big opportunities this year in 2015.
There's photos of me backstage at those shows?
Not backstage, but I think at the parking lot, you took a photo with a fan. I just happened to see it. Now a year later, I mean, we're almost at Field of Honor. You're on the show. It's been a huge year for you. Can you just sort of talk about the full circle of, you know, your career with Ring of Honor right now, all the opportunities you've gotten, especially in since January, and what that means to you?
Yeah, my career with Ring of Honor has only been since January. I've made some appearances in the last 2.5 years, which I got a little look-see in Pittsburgh a few years ago.
I believe you were also on the Future of Honor 2 show. I was looking at that.
These are all just circumstances that just kind of happened, and that's the world of pro wrestling, which opportunities arise and you got to make the best out of it. And at that point, and I would say then, unfortunately, but now I look back and I say fortunately, I was still kind of working on what I was doing with myself on the inside and how I was presenting myself in the ring. I think I've got a handle on that now, and fortunately the real opportunity came once I've figured it out, and here we are today. So it's I wouldn't look back at those appearances as negative. I had a great time, and I stuck with it. Here I am, baby doll.
So heading into this Friday night, you have a huge match with Adam Cole. What are your feelings about heading into that one?
Oh, excitement. Listen, Adam Cole is going to get dropped on his head, which is not to say the match itself isn't going to be fantastic. He's a great wrestler. He's a handsome man. And I think we show a little mutual respect, but I don't know if Adam Cole knows how to handle somebody like me.
Talking about a former Ring of Honor world champion here.
Former being the operative word there.
I don't know, Chris. He's talking about my guy here.
I was just about to say.
Well, let's examine the product here, or let's examine what's on the table. Adam Cole, former world champ. Yes, he's got the experience behind him. But have you seen the ficuses that I call legs that I'm standing on? Have you seen? And that's one of my cats jumping over here. Have you seen the cats that I have all over my apartment to keep me quick on my feet? Adam Cole. I've watched a lot of tape on him. I don't think Adam Cole's watched a lot of tape on me.
That is true. I mean, coming as a former champion, you know, he might feel that he's always well prepared, and also he has the kingdom to contend with in terms.
But does he have boys?
I guess that depends on if you consider Mike Bennett and Matt Taven to be his boys.
I was just about to say.
Yeah, yes. They're an intimidating group.
Let me ask you, again, the fan, I'll just keep going back to the fan reaction, because it's been so positive and almost immediate, and sometimes that doesn't happen in Ring of Honor, so why do you think
there's... Don't do that, Brendan! Brendan, get out of there!
I'm sorry, my nephew Brendan is visiting. He,
No! Put it down!
Oh, boy.
He's shoulder deep in our saltwater fish tank. Get up! I'm sorry.
Do you need a minute to collect?
He's shoulder deep in our saltwater fish tank, and we've got moray eels in there. And
that's dangerous.
One of those things get latched on your arm. Time to call a tailor.
Well, I wouldn't know from experience, but I trust you when
don't
you say
touch
that.
Those. You don't. Go over there. Play with your trucks.
Okay. I think we're good.
We're good, Dalton?
Yeah, we're good.
Awesome. So I mean, generally, why are the fans connecting with you? Do you think, you know, they're chanting stuff like "fan up"? Play off of the Briscoe's "man up" chants. I mean, what was your reaction to hearing the fans sort of come up with something original for you like that? And
I think the fans have just been, I think they uh, one they they know what they like, and when they see it, they react. And two, I think they've been hungry for something new, something different. I don't think you can find another person like me, especially not in Ring of Honor's past. So when I hit the curtain, regardless if they liked it or not, it definitely caught their eye, and maybe it took a little while for some of them to get on board, but I'm a rocket ship train. I'm on my way to the moon, and I think everybody wants to be on board.
All right. Well, with that in mind, which title do you think you want to go after first, the TV title or the World Heavyweight title?
I want them all.
That's doable, actually, apparently, because Jay Lethal has both of them. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Precedent has been sent. But, you know, speaking of, you know, the fan reaction, everything like that, you know, Ring of Honor stepping back into the foray of pay-per-view and obviously iPay-per-view as well. Have you noticed, and I'm assuming that most of the time when you walk around, people are already noticing you, but have you noticed more since Ring of Honor has gone to those platforms?
What do you mean, more people what?
Have more people recognize you, you know, like on the street while you're walking around, stuff like that.
Listen, I've got to lock myself up in my house and just enjoy a nice glass of Moscato by myself because I can't go outside without the mobs of people just hounding me, begging for autographs, and the ladies just throwing themselves at me. Do you know how embarrassing that can be when they just throw themselves at your feet like that?
No, I
given
wouldn't.
The woman in the grocery store was having a stroke, she fell over, and I don't know if it was technically because of me, but she fell at my feet, and I'm just one man.
And you did happen to be the guy walking by, so you never know. Don't cut yourself short. Could have been because of you.
I do have a lot more Twitter followers, too. Does that constitute as an answer?
It does. I'll accept that. But, you know, we have been talking about this, you know, preparation for the match. You know, not just because Adam Cole, but, you know, how long have you been training wrestling? And what were your inspirations to get even into professional wrestling?
I can give you this one. I think I've been wrestling in pro wrestling about 8 years. Prior to that, I was a amateur wrestler for, let's say, 12 years, maybe? I don't know, 10 years with schooling, and then a couple years past college, I wrestled and competed. So you add those numbers up, what's that, 39 years? I think I've been doing it.
That is quite a while.
I didn't do the math correctly, but yeah. What inspired me? All my friends, as I was coming up, were wrestling. I was in school wrestling. And let's see, Colin Delaney's, get ready, get your nets out. I'm going to drop some names here. The Jimmy Olsons, even Luke Harper was around. Cheech and Cloudy were part of my upbringing. And as they were wrestling and hitting the road, and I was training at school when I would come home in the summers and in between summer tournaments and summer wrestling camps, I would hit the road and travel with those guys to wrestling all over wherever they were going. I wasn't wrestling, but I was on the road with them, hanging out in locker rooms, meeting people, and just kind of figuring it out a little bit. And then when it got done, when college ended, it was time to either get punched in the face in an octagon or perform in a wrestling ring, and I chose that route.
Oh, and obviously, I think it's paid off. So, and we'll obviously, as fans, we're grateful to have to be able to watch you. Speaking of, though, with Ring of Honor's relationship with New Japan, is there any aspiration to wrestle in Japan at some point?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would love to do that. I want to go everywhere. There's not a place I think you can mention that has wrestling that I would say, no, thank you. But yeah, New Japan, listen, you didn't hear this from me, but they were looking at me and they were like, that's the guy that we don't want.
No.
I just don't believe.
I don't believe that either.
I don't believe it either. No. It was great. It was great to share the ring with those guys when they came over, meet everybody, and it was just a different world that I was kind of whisked into very quickly. And it was it's a great company. I love watching their product. I got a lot of friends who compete over there, and I love watching their matches and hearing all the stories.
Now, did you grow up as a wrestling fan, or did you kind of just find yourself getting into pro wrestling because your friends kind of were already doing it?
I was trying to be a model and an NFL football player, and somebody said, hey, why don't you try being a pro wrestler? That's a lie. I grew up watching it, loving it, and then like most people, fell out of it when it came time to discover girls. And then after you learn that you're not getting laid, you kind of secretly get back into it. And then when you become an adult, you openly enjoy pro wrestling.
As we all do here. So The secret is out.
Hey, how long are we going here? Because I got to go pick up my dogs at the groomers. I've got 16 Persian greyhounds, and they're all getting groomed at once. Imagine that, Bill.
Cats and dogs living together, man.
Listen, the cats are my life. The dogs are just a hobby, and I take care of them. I watch them, and I love seeing them get groomed. It's real fun. But outside of that, yeah, they're not allowed in the house.
Well, I'm assuming it's an easy build a front, especially if you're a Dalton Castle. But yeah, no, guys, if you have any other questions to ask.
Sure. I guess we can each do one more. Let's talk about, the last couple of weeks for you have been busy in Ring of Honor. You had, I actually just saw the Hopkins, Minnesota Aftershock Tour. It just came online on demand on ROHWrestling.com, and you had a match with ACH, and I thought it was awesome. A real pleasure to watch. And
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And then you were in the main event, basically, in Las Vegas, an appropriate city, I think, for you. You were in the six-man dream tag. How did those matches go? How was working with ACH? How was wrestling with Austin Aries, first time back for him in ROH in quite a while? What were your thoughts of those matches?
Well, ACH is a hell of an athlete. He's a tough person to keep up with, where it's very weird. I'm a guy with his feet glued to the ground, and I like to throw people over my head, while ACH likes to jump upside down and do a bunch of flips. So it was an interesting dynamic. That building itself, hot as hell. Now that may come close to competing with my infrared finish sauna, which, unlike the sauna, not great for the muscles, tensions. It's grueling on the glutes when you're in that ring with ACH to try to keep up with them. Had a fun time. He hits pretty hard, which if we ever step in that ring again, I will keep in the back of my mind. And what was the other one? Las Vegas. Hell of a time. Sharing that ring with those guys, it was an all-star match. Fantastic wrestlers on my side alone, Jay Briscoe and Kyle. It was fun to kind of follow their lead and stay on board with them. Moose is a giant human being. Have you guys noticed how big Moose is?
Sometimes.
He's very large.
Yeah.
And then Austin Aries, that was neat. Another one I didn't think we'd have the opportunity to share the ring with. And, well, there it happened in Sin City.
Well, there you go. So, of course, as we mentioned...
Oh, I meant to say it was terrible. They were awful.
Yes.
All of it was bad. You put me in with a bunch of stars, and I'm going to have a bad time.
Well, speaking of having a bad time, what's the forecast for the this little beef you have going with Silas Young?
I don't know. We'll see. I've got one match at a time. I got Death Before Dishonor this Friday. I assume all of you are coming.
Well, we're going to be watching online.
Then you'll be there electronically.
And in spirit.
Well, I don't want to go that far, but let me just mound over Adam Cole. Toss him. Is anybody going? Nobody's going to the show, right?
No.
Just watching? Okay. I'm going to throw him towards the hard cam. Try to catch him a screen grab of that. And then we'll deal with Silas Young after that. One thing's for sure, though. There's one real man in Ring of Honor, and it's not him.
Them's fighting words.
Just see if I could. One more.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I know you just apparently you put on your Twitter, and your Twitter is awesome. Let me put that over a little bit. It's so creative and
at the fun. Dalton Castles, which
at the Dalton Castles. Yes, sir. So I know there's a T-shirt already. Are there any future merchandise ideas, and if they're not, I'm going to give you one here free of charge. I think there should be ROH should be selling fans to the fans so that they can fan you during the matches.
Ooh,
how about that?
You have you pitched your resume as a marketing director?
I have not. I'm going to keep that to myself.
Okay, well, we're going to steal this idea and we're going to make thousands.
He's actually been talking about that for weeks.
Yes. Stuck in my head like a fever dream.
Yeah, they've kicked the idea around, and I would be thrilled if they started doing it. But we'll see. It took a while to get that T-shirt made, as you could see. And then let's do one thing at a time here. But I'm going to pitch fans. Actually, you know what? I refuse to go out on Friday unless they're selling fans.
Right on.
Hold up the company.
Hey, whatever works. So, of course, The Big Show this Friday, July 24th, Death Before Dishonor, live on iPay-Per-View in Baltimore, Maryland. If you can't be there live, you can at least join online. And, of course, Stalin Castle, we thank you for joining us here on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And, of course, as always, we want to let our guests, you know, put out their social media, anything else you want to get out there. So have at it.
Oh, yeah. I guess the Twitters would be about it, at the Dalton Castle. And watch ROH. I can't say that enough. Watch it. Tell everybody about it. Spread the word. We're now in every market, everywhere. If you don't got Destination America, you can still catch it online the Thursday after it airs. And if you're in one of those lucky Sinclair markets, you can always catch us ahead of time every weekend before the episode airs on Destination America. We're everywhere. There's so much Ring of Honor. Watch it.
Very much. I don't know how I can fill that out. So thanks again, Dalton. Appreciate it.
I gotta go get my dogs. Goodbye, guys.
Enjoy. Have a good one.
Thank you, Dalton. This was fun.